This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper, National Transportation Safety Board Chair Jennifer Homendy, with an urgent appeal.
We're urging 30 owners of 68 bridges in 19 states to perform a vulnerability assessment of their bridges' risk of catastrophic collapse from a vessel collision.
What prompted this is the NTSB's investigation of last year's deadly Key Bridge collapse in Baltimore after a cargo ship struck it. Homendy expressed frustration toward the Maryland Department of Transportation for, she says, not conducting required vulnerability assessments of the Key Bridge. President Trump signs an executive order to begin the process of dismantling the Department of Education.
We're going to be returning education, very simply, back to the states where it belongs. And this is a very popular thing to do, but much more importantly, it's a common sense thing to do.
Since eliminating a federal agency takes an act of Congress, Republicans are planning legislation, Democrats are opposed. A federal judge says the Justice Department evaded its obligations in response to his demand for more information about last weekend's deportation flights to El Salvador. CBS's Erica Brown at the White House.
The Trump administration continues its attacks on the federal judge who ordered a temporary halt to deportation flights of Venezuelan migrants after the president invoked a wartime law to deport them without due process.
Judge James Boasberg said the government's filing Thursday in response to his deadline to answer questions was woefully insufficient and said the government has not successfully argued why the deportation flights continued even after his ruling to turn them around.
The Biden administration's local food purchasing assistance program that paved the way for farmers to provide food to local schools and food banks is being eliminated by the Trump administration. Central City, Iowa hog farmer Anna Pesek is facing lost revenue.
The margins are always razor thin. The time that could go to focusing on producing more local food will now go to thinking about how to access new markets and reshift our business when we have spent the last 3 years building these supply chains.
A private equity mogul has agreed to buy the Boston Celtics for the largest price ever for an American sports team, WBZ's Hyle Schaffer.
The buyer is a group led by Bill Chisholm, a lifelong Seas fan and North Shore native.
I'm glad a local guy's bought it. I heard like rumors that some guys in the South, some billionaires there were looking at it, so glad it stays in local hands.
And the sale price is a whopper, $6.1 billion.
The deal is pending NBA Board of Governors approval. Arkansas holds off Kansas 79-72 in a March Madness matchup of marquee coaches. This is CBS News.
A riddle brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What do your home and auto have in common? Progressive protects them both. It was an easy riddle. Learn more at progressive.com.
Hi, this is Beth, inviting you to join me for The Kitchen's Open, the show within the show, each Monday morning at 9 a.m. on The Morning Show on WFHR.
A Badgers win in the tournament. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. March Madness, the Wisconsin Badgers men's basketball team with a victory today over the Montana Grizzlies. The final 85-66 in favor of the Badgers. Guard John Blackwell leading scoring with 19 points. Stephen Kral, 18. John Tanjay had 15 in all five Badgers players with double-digit points. Up next, they face Brigham Young on Saturday. Marquette is in Cleveland, where they'll face New Mexico tomorrow night, game time 6:25. How much will making it to the tournament for a fourth year in a row help the Golden Eagles? Head coach Shaka Smart.
I think a ton. Having been through the twists and turns of the NCAA tournament, I think both the wins that we've had and also the losses we've had taught us a lot of lessons, taught those guys a lot of lessons. When you get to the NCAA tournament, it does feel different. It still comes down to trying to be the best version of yourselves as a team and individually out there on the court.
That's Marquette Shaka Smart with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. After well over a year of hype surrounding the show Severance, I finally had to check it out. 40 minutes into episode 1 of season 1, I had more questions than answers, but the pilot closed strong. Despite being a slow starter, the sci-fi mystery about a group of office workers who discover that their work memories and personal life memories have been surgically separated is a critic's darling, pulling a 96% on Rotten Tomatoes. I will have more information as I continue the binge. The premiere date for season 2 of The Last of Us is right around the corner. Recently, it was revealed that series co-lead Bella Ramsey was diagnosed with autism. Making the story even more interesting was that it was a crew member on the set whose daughter has autism who suggested Ramsey get tested while season one was still being shot. Ramsey says they believe this will help them as an actor, as they have always been someone who watches and studies people. Season two of The Last of Us drops April 13th on Max. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Partly cloudy skies for the overnight and gusty south to southwest winds with temperatures dropping back into the lower 20s. Plenty of clouds to stick around on Friday. Look for some rain chances as well, especially the afternoon. Breezy, highs in the upper 40s. Currently 29 degrees.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
We're talking about Trump tariffs as well as other news for Wisconsin with Dr. Kristen Lierley in the first hour. Hari Kundabolu is our guest in the second hour. And this shouldn't be a thing. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air. Weekday mornings at 10. You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Well, happy spring. It's officially a brand new season. You know, little green shoots coming up, and the purple loosestrife, which, by the way, is an invasive species, but it's so beautiful. It's popping up on the hillsides all around the Columbia River here, where we live in Portland. Just a great time of year. I am so glad to see spring starting. It's like, yay. And maybe we can find some hope. I mean, you know, the Trump has lost, more than 50 times now in court. Now, he's still defying court orders or ignoring court orders or appealing court orders. But step by step. Officially, however, the dismantling of the Department of Education begins today. What's that going to mean for Pell Grants? Nobody knows, but there's some 80 million students who use Pell Grants or use other programs that involve, the Department of Education directly interfacing with people. Primary school students, who have disabilities or are in low-income schools, poor neighborhoods. The federal government kind of fills in the difference. So Trump apparently is issuing an executive order today directing the president of the Worldwide Wrestling or something like that, Linda McMahon. I forget what the WWE. She's now the head of education. God. Anyway, directing her to shut down the agency. So we'll see how that plays out. We'll learn that presumably sometime today, and we can talk about it probably tomorrow in some more depth. Also, silencing the defenders, Trump's war on the last line of resistance. I'll tell you about that in just a minute. And Musk's Titanic. Yeah, the iceberg is here. Our greed lies in the Republican Party sinking Musk and Tesla. I'll tell you about that. Also, it looks like the big government Republican abduction is continuing. Why are big government officials checking out social media to reject visas? This is weird. In the second hour of our program, Phil Itner is going to drop by with an update from live from Ukraine. Is Donald Trump proposing that the United States own Ukraine's nuclear power plants? And, what's going on with this? Also, why did Citibank take orders from Trump to freeze bank accounts illegally? We'll get into that. In the third hour of our program, in the second hour of our program, Leland Dudak, who is the head of Social Security now, needs to resign. He just used his agency, Social Security, to punish the citizens of Maine because the governor of Maine stood up to Donald Trump in a breakfast meeting. This is incredible. I'll tell you about that in the second hour of the program. In the third hour of our program, our second guest of the day, Mark Dimenstein, who is the head of one of the two big postal unions, is going to be with us to talk about what Donald Trump and Louis DeJoy and company appear to be planning for the post office. And you know, I say appear probably with scare quotes because, you know, it's pretty obvious. So we'll get to that, too. But my main rant for the day, my daily take to start the program off from HartmanReport.com is titled Trump's America. No, I'm sorry. That was yesterday's. Oh, geez. Hey, just a second here. Let me refresh this. Silencing the defenders, Trump's war on the last line of resistance. Now, you know, when the founders of this republic came up with this idea of modern America, America, they borrowed an awful lot from the Iroquois Confederacy. And the Iroquois Confederacy was one of many Native American tribes who had developed a whole variety of basically small-d democratic forms of governance over, you know, 20,000 years of political evolution living here on the North American continent. There were some tribes that were, you know, just kind of openly tyrannical, and there were many, but it seems the vast majority of tribes were largely small-d democratic. And the Iroquois among them. And so what they got from their interactions with the Indians back in the day, and Ben Franklin and Thomas Jefferson in particular wrote about this at some length, and I quote them at length in my new book, The Hidden History of American Democracy, Rediscovering Humanity's Ancient Way of Living. You know, what they came up with, this marvelous idea was that, you know, Europe had been ruled for, you know, thousands of years by either warlords or kings, who were usually the same thing, or the morbidly rich, who were also the kings, or the popes, right, theocrats. And in the case of England, you know, Cromwell and company or whatever. But, you know, bottom line, it was either the religious, the rich, or the brutal, the warlords. And the founders of this Republic of America came up with this idea of, hey, can't the people rule themselves? I mean, look at it's working for the Indians. Why wouldn't it work for us? And the key to it all was that you would have a diffusion of power, that there would be three separate branches of government and a free press, the fourth estate, essentially, that would balance power so that a tyrant could never emerge in the United States. A tyrannical government, an emperor, a pope, a king, would never emerge. So you've got Congress, but Congress is checked by the presidency. The president can veto legislation or, argue against it. You have the courts, but they're checked by Congress. Article 3, Section 2 of the U.S. Constitution. Then Congress has the ability to overrule Supreme Court decisions by passing legislation or amending the Constitution. And then you've got the presidency, but the presidency is regulated in part by Congress, which defines by law what the president can and can't do, and also by the courts, who can restrain the president. Well, Trump has succeeded, and then, of course, you have the media, the fourth estate. Trump is suing a bunch of media agencies, so now you're seeing many in the media who are just kind of quietly no longer attacking Trump. And now on CNN has become unwatchable to me now because they are so invested in having a Republican on to speak back to every Democrat. And the Republicans just like lie through their teeth, and the CNN hosts are afraid to contradict them. So, you know, what we have now is a neutered media, or a weakened, substantially weakened media, and MSNBC is about to be spun off, and God only knows what's going to happen to that. So, you know, we're kind of left with the Progress Channel on Sirius XM and Free Speech TV and a handful of, you know, radio stations, both commercial and nonprofit, across the country as our liberal media, you know, plus podcasts and things, you know, Midas Touch and groups like that. So the media has been, you know, weakened. Congress has been castrated. I mean, there's not a single member of Congress, Republican member of Congress, who's willing to stand up to Trump. And three quarters of the Democrats aren't willing to stand up to Trump. You know, there's just a handful. There's fewer than a dozen Democrats right now that are doing town halls in Republican districts. There should be 200. So, but everybody's afraid that Elon Musk is going to come in, thanks to, you know, Clarence Thomas's deciding vote in Citizens United after, you know, a billionaire spiffed him to the tune of hundreds of million or millions of millions of dollars. Clarence Thomas says, oh, yeah, billionaires can buy elections. Billionaires can own politicians. And so both Democrats and Republicans are terrified that Elon Musk, or in the case of Democrats, that AIPAC, you know, the American-Israel Political Action Committee, is going to come in and just destroy them, as we saw in the last election. So what's left to hold back Trump? It's the courts. Now, how do you access the courts? Through lawyers. And what Trump is doing now, he's issued three executive orders, one against Perkins Coie, one against Paul Weiss, and one against another law firm. I have to look it up. But there's three of the biggest law firms that traditionally represent Democrats. One of them worked for Hillary Clinton. One of them participated in the prosecution of Donald Trump in New York, or at least one of their lawyers did. I mean, he's punishing an entire law firm because they had hired a lawyer who did something that he didn't like. And this has the legal profession terrified. These law firms, the executive orders that Trump has issued say that the lawyers for these firms may not enter federal buildings. Well, how are you going to litigate in federal court if you can't walk into a federal courtroom? They're also denied access to secure or secret information, classified information. Well, how are you going to defend people who, for example, have been accused of leaking, you know, or whistleblowing if you can't have access to the information? You can't. You simply can't defend those people. So these law firms, these three giant law, I mean, we're talking law firms that have 1,000 lawyers in them, have effectively been shut down in terms of their ability to defend anybody who's challenging Donald Trump. Now, the legal profession has yet to respond to this. There is a group of lawyers who work in these big firms who have put together a letter. So far, it has 580 signatures, all of them lawyers in these big firms. None of them like partners, none of them like the major people who run the firms, saying this is a direct assault on democracy, and the leaders of these big firms need to speak up, and we need to do something about this. But so far, the big firms appear to be terrified into silence, frightened into silence, which means that, you know, justice for people who are being screwed by the Trump administration has been badly kneecapped. And, you know, and Trump is now threatening to issue more executive orders against more law firms now that he's shut down the big three, or three of the big ones. Meanwhile, the Republican law firms are just going to town. Right. I mean, in particularly in D.C., but also in New York and to a certain extent around the country. You know, you have big law firms that largely kind of lean to the left or the right. And Trump is going after all the ones that lean, or many of the ones that lean to the left. No president has ever done this in the history of the United States. It's a direct assault on Article 3 of our Constitution. And if he succeeds, we will no longer have a democracy. Pay attention to this.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
We need to get everybody speaking about this. We need to get our members of Congress yelling about this. And we need to get these big law firms to respond. And I'm not sure how to do that, but public opinion helps. Did you know scammers can literally steal your home right out from under you? The FBI calls it house stealing, and it's a growing real estate scam targeting American homeowners. That's why I trust Home Title Lock. Their million-dollar triple lock protection helps keep your home and equity safe. Here's what you get. Immediate 24/7 monitoring of your property, urgent alerts if there are any changes, and if fraud should happen, their U.S.-based restoration team will spend up to $1 million to fix the fraud and restore your title at no additional cost. And here's the best part. I've teamed up with Home Title Lock to give you a free title history report so you can find out if you're already a victim and access your own personal title expert, a $250 value just for signing up. Go to HomeTitleLock.com and use my promo code TOM250, T-H-O-M-250, or click on the link in the description. That's HomeTitleLock.com, promo code TOM250, to get the protection and peace of mind you deserve.
Wherever you are in Wisconsin, there's a free and confidential Aging and Disability Resource Center, ADRC, or Tribal Partner Agency. We're here for older adults, adults with disabilities, and your families. ADRCs are a bridge to support for benefits and financial assistance, transportation, in-home care, and more. Get to know your local ADRC and connect with resources today. Call toll-free 1-844-WIS-ADRC or go to findmyadrc.org. Paid for by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
You believe in miracles? Yes!
It's game day every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday on WFHR's Playmakers. Thanks to local businesses Quality Plus Printing and Family Natural Foods, you can join us 5 to 6 with your calls, sports takes, and ramblings. Covering local sports like no one else.
Clearing it out, and it is almost caught.
We'll have breaking stories, game day conversations with players and coaches, and you. 5 to 6 Monday, Wednesday, and Friday on WFHR's Playmakers.
Get out of here!
Did you know there's a city in Wisconsin that goes all in on the idea of celebrating St. Patrick's Day for more than a week? Members of the Shamrock Club of New London, about an hour west of Green Bay, lead the festivities, which brings thousands of visitors to the area. But do you know what has officially kicked it all off for more than 40 years? Here's club member Ryan Lanning with the answer.
The Monday of our St. Patrick's week is we always have Leprechaun Day, and the leprechauns are responsible for changing the population signs symbolically from New London to New Dublin, and then they visit various schools and nursing homes, and we bring smiles more than anything, and we like to enlighten our community. That's part of what we're about, and truthfully, I think everybody looks forward to seeing us, seeing the green suits and all the mischief and shenanigans that we like to pull. It's just a great time for everybody.
Even the city council votes to make New Dublin the official name for New London this time of year. That is one slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hello there, this is James,
Melissa,
Chad,
and Seth, inviting you to come work with us. Civic Media is looking for a full-time sales professional to work with existing and new broadcast and digital media clients.
We're a fast-growing company that offers competitive wages, benefits, a relaxed working environment that focuses on quality of life, and includes a team of support to reach our shared goals.
Join us in continuing what we have done for 80 years. Be a part of the community, put into the community, celebrate community.
Find out more by contacting Chuck Jr. at 715-935-8030 or email chuck.gennaro@civicmedia.us. All inquiries are confidential. Civic Media Incorporated is an equal opportunity employer, and we look forward to you joining us.
Join the conversation with your favorite hosts or shows anytime. Find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations, here for you.
Our daily song is now available on Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, YouTube Music, Pandora, Tidal, Deezer, iHeartRadio, and a whole bunch of other platforms. Just look for songs by Louise and Tom Hartman. Check it out. If you're in charge of order fulfillment for an e-commerce business, you know that it's its own special kind of chaos. But with ShipStation, you can count on your day-to-day remaining calm. You can focus on other parts of your business and save hours and money every month by shipping from all your stores with one login, automating repetitive tasks, and finding the best rates among all the global carriers with ShipStation. You never need to upgrade. ShipStation grows with your business no matter how big it gets. I really love that I can lead your business into the future with smart features and automations that boost efficiency and save you time. It's the fastest, most affordable way to ship products to your customers, with discounts up to 88% off UPS, DHL, Express, and U.S. Postal Service rates, and get this, up to 90% off FedEx rates. Over 130,000 companies have grown their e-commerce businesses with ShipStation, and 98% of companies that stick with ShipStation for a year become customers for life. Calm the chaos of order fulfillment with the shipping software that delivers. Switch to ShipStation today. Go to ShipStation.com and use the code Tom, T-H-O-M. Sign up for your free trial at ShipStation.com, code Tom.
Banning the lawyers, silence in the fight. If no one defends, who protects the right? He's silencing the defenders one by one, turning the law into a loaded gun, breaking the courts, bending the rules. Trump's building a throne out of legal ruins. Trump's lost by his side, whispering near, daring the robes to rule against him, a verdict away from a dictator's whim. He silences the defenders one by one.
Past the hour. This is how Tesla will die. This is a fascinating piece. It's published over at planetearthandbeyond.co and by Will Lockett. And it's, you know, it's an op-ed piece over on Substack, and it's titled "This is How Tesla Will Die." And what he's pointing out is that in 2024, Tesla's annual income was 12.6, roughly $12 billion, mostly from selling cars. And they're valued, their stock market valuation is $852 billion, which means that the ratio between how much they earn and what their stock is worth, what's called the P.E. ratio, price-to-earnings ratio, is over 67. You'll recall I was ranting about this last week, and it was over 90. It's dropped. But it's over 67. Now, compare that to Toyota. Toyota is much larger than Tesla. And Toyota had a net income last year of $29 billion, which is, you know, more than twice what, almost three times what Tesla had. But their stock is only worth $243 billion. Keep in mind, Tesla is worth $852 billion. So Toyota has a P.E. ratio of 8.4. Tesla's is 67.65. If Tesla was valued as if it was a car company rather than as if it was a tech company, and increasingly people are seeing it as such and realizing that even its tech is largely out of date, Toyota is beating them in terms of self-driving cars and all kinds of things, then Tesla's value collapses. And it collapses to the point where Elon, you know, there could be a margin call. The lenders, Musk bought Twitter with, in part, Tesla stock. I mean, he had a lot of help from the Saudis. But he could very easily be on the verge of bankruptcy if his stock continues to fall, if it falls another 50% or so. And that's not unreasonable. I mean, you know, if Tesla was valued the same way that Toyota is, it would only have a $55 billion market capitalization. That's 6% of what it's selling for right now, the stock. And that would throw Elon into, like, complete total bankruptcy. Now, I'm not saying this is going to happen, and I'm not even suggesting we should make it happen, but holy cow, this guy is dancing as fast as he can to keep his head above water.
To the Tom Hartman Program, call 202-808-9925.
And that may well be why he decided to buy the White House for Donald Trump, so that he could insert himself and make sure that all his government contracts are solid. Attention tax accountants. Tax season is here, and if you're part of an accounting firm, you know the pressure is on. Long hours and tight deadlines make this time of year a challenge for even the most seasoned tax professionals. So wouldn't it be great if you could accomplish hours of research in mere seconds? Well, you can with Blue Jay, the preferred partner solution of CPA.com for tax research that delivers answers with a touch of a button. Ask a complex tax question, and Blue Jay gives you better tax answers in seconds. Save time and maximize your clients' refunds with high-speed, accurate, and intuitive AI technology built with a library of only the most trusted tax resources, updated daily to keep up with changes in tax. For a limited time, save 40% off at BlueJ.com/start now. That's B-L-U-E, the letter J.com/start now. Or text my name, Tom, T-H-O-M, to 511-511. Blue Jay, generative AI for better tax answers. Remember, save by texting my name, Tom, to 511-511 today. Text fees may apply.
1 out of 2 Americans think their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book, and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money. So join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
CBS News Brief. London's Heathrow Airport is closed tonight because of a major power outage caused by a fire at an electrical substation. The airport says fire crews have responded, but significant disruption is expected over the coming days. Passengers are told not to go to Heathrow until it reopens. The agency that investigates transportation accidents in the U.S. issued a report on last year's Baltimore Bridge collapse. CBS's Chris Van Cleve.
Eight man-made steel islands, 80 feet in diameter, are now being installed to protect the bridge. But there are more than 400 other bridges in 35 states that remain vulnerable to a large vessel strike, according to a CBS News data analysis.
President Trump signed an executive order calling for dismantling the Department of Education.
Those are two stats you don't want. The most money spent per pupil, and you're at the bottom of the list. And that's where we are, like it or not.
The department has cut about half its staff already, but only Congress can close it down. CBS News Brief. I'm Michael Toscano.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. It's looking more and more like we should all avoid heading to the theaters to see The Alto Knights, where Robert De Niro plays gangsters Frank Costello and Vito Genovese. That's right, he plays both roles. Despite what producers thought was a solid script and Barry Levinson directing, the crime thriller is drawing only 38% on Rotten Tomatoes. Not sure if De Niro playing two roles has anything to do with it, but how hard could it have been to find another actor and not rely on a gimmick? Actress Jenny Slate initially supported her co-star Blake Lively in her sexual harassment complaints against Justin Baldoni. The three actors were all in the film It Ends With Us, where the controversy started. In a recent interview with The Hollywood Reporter, Slate, the star of Bob's Burgers and FX's new series Dying for Sex, says she only wanted to talk about her new show and will no longer discuss anything involving Baldoni, Lively, or It Ends With Us. All this drama will no doubt be a miniseries one day. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
A Badgers win in the tournament. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports. March Madness, the Wisconsin Badgers men's basketball team with a victory today over the Montana Grizzlies. The final 85-66 in favor of the Badgers. Guard John Blackwell leading scoring with 19 points. Stephen Krall, 18. John Tanjay had 15 in all five Badgers players with double-digit points. Up next, they face Brigham Young on Saturday. Marquette is in Cleveland, where they'll face New Mexico tomorrow night, game time 6:25. How much will making it to the tournament for a fourth year in a row help the Golden Eagles? Head coach Shaka Smart.
I think a ton. Having been through the twists and turns of the NCAA tournament, I think both the wins that we've had and also the losses we've had taught us a lot of lessons, taught those guys a lot of lessons. When you get to the NCAA tournament, it does feel different. It still comes down to trying to be the best version of yourselves as a team and individually out there on the court.
That's Marquette Shaka Smart. Smart with Sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Partly cloudy skies for the overnight and gusty south to southwest winds with temperatures dropping back into the lower 20s. Plenty of clouds to stick around on Friday. Look for some rain chances as well, especially the afternoon. Breezy, highs in the upper 40s. Currently 29 degrees.
The Todd Allbus Show.
L.A. Tom, L.A., what do you got for us?
We do have a woman problem in this country. There is an issue there that needs to be solved if we are ever to have a female president.
Look at Mexico has a president. You know, Margaret Thatcher. I mean, it's just all over the world. I mean,
you have to remember Margaret Thatcher. They had queens.
We have Lindsey Graham. Come on.
Wow, that's true.
The Todd Allbus Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Matt Nair on Air.
You may say to yourself, self, what if I want to contact Doge and let him know that I'm unhappy with these cuts?
Do you know who had the same idea? Congressman Mark Pocan.
We couldn't get that number off the Doge website, and they literally just said that there is no one that you can speak to, and they didn't provide anything.
The administration of transparency. But you can't talk to anybody. That's okay.
Matt Nair on Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome This Week in Waukesha host Don Brown and Milwaukee native and writer-director of Just a Bit Outside, Sean Hannish. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Before it's too late. But even warriors need to rest. Even lions lay down in their nest. Take a breath, take a break. Don't let the fire turn to ash in its wake. Keep the fire. Sail their life. They stand.
You are not alone, and we all do need to be taking good care of ourselves. I mean, there's a we got a hell of a lot of work to do over the next 3.5 years. Oh my. Two quick other stories here that I wanted to share with you, and then I'll pick up your calls. Government abduction. Masked. This is just amazing. This is a Georgetown University researcher. He has not been charged with a crime. He has no criminal record whatsoever. Masked agents arrested Badar Khan Suri outside his home in Roslyn, Virginia on Monday night. Suri is an Indian national and postdoctoral fellow who is studying and teaching on a student visa, according to the report. Now, this was done over, apparently, over the signature of Marco Rubio, who has the authority under this bizarre, obscure law that says that if the Secretary of State says that somebody could be a threat to U.S. foreign policy, they can be deported. In other words, you don't have to commit a crime. You don't have to do anything wrong. You don't even have to speak up. You can just be. Now, apparently what's going on with this guy, according to his lawyer, is that his wife is Palestinian and not a U.S. citizen. And they quote, and further, according to his lawyer, quote, authorities believe he and his wife oppose the United States' support of Israel. And therefore, he's been arrested and is being deported. And, you know, Trump explicitly said that his administration is, quote, targeting people who are terrorist sympathizers, meaning people who oppose Netanyahu's policies with regard to bombing the crap out of and killing tens of thousands of people in Gaza and stealing land in the West Bank. I mean, I'm wondering when they're coming for me. Meanwhile, the U.S. denies entry to a French scientist over hateful messages. Apparently now what they're doing is they're stopping people at our borders and going through their phones. This is the education minister of France. You know, the French equivalent of the worldwide wrestling woman who now runs our education department and is about to destroy it, you know, meaning that class sizes will skyrocket and poor kids will not have school lunches and, you know, college is going to get more expensive and schools are going to get more crowded and terrible things are going to happen to our children. I mean, the Republicans have just declared an all-out war on American children in order to pay for tax cuts for billionaires that they're going to be laying out in about 2 weeks, as Mark Pocan was talking about yesterday, and also because they hate American democracy, or certainly appear to. But anyhow, this is the education minister of France, Philippe Baptiste. He said, I learned with concern that a French researcher who is heading to a conference in Houston was forbidden from entering U.S. territory before being expelled. The measure was taken by the U.S. authorities because the researcher's phone contained exchanges with colleagues and friends in which he expressed his political opinion on the policies of the Trump administration on research. This guy's a space scientist. He was on his way to a meeting of space scientists, near Houston. I don't know if it was sponsored by NASA or what, but, you know, it would make sense. And the same source, this diplomatic source that is unnamed, that's being quoted in this article in Raw Story, the same source said that the text messages or emails on this guy's phone that they read, the border crossing people read, quote, showed hatred toward Trump and therefore could be qualified as terrorism. They seized his equipment. Now, presumably that means his phone, his computers, whatever he had, and sent him back to Europe on March 10th. This was a week and a half ago. It's just being reported today. This is what is being done in our name with our tax dollars by this orange madman in the White House and his ketamine-addled, probably soon to be broke, billionaire buddy. I mean, we got a couple of grifters apparently running the country. What the hell? So what say you? What's on your mind here? Tim in Aloha, Oregon. Hey, Tim, what's on your mind?
You know, we've talked many times, Tom, and the key elements right now, because you see he's going to sign an executive order to eliminate the Department of Education. And we've talked about this before, these child labor laws, adding religion to the classrooms. Well, what they're trying to do is just build another generation of Trump supporters, basically, because, it's got to go far beyond what they're doing now. They have to look, 20, 30 years down the road and the mentality they're using.
Dumb them down, in other words.
It's working. I taught a little bit. I've been in the same neighborhood for 35 years. I've seen a couple of generations of kids go through here, and history has taken a dramatic beating in the last generation. It's scary stuff. These kids don't know anything. They can't place anything in historical perspective. And what's the most important thing we can do to eliminate things that were wrong 25 years ago? You see what I mean? It's scary stuff. And then you got to look at the Mideast. Two key elements to that. You have religious nonsense and fossil fuels. Do you think that's going to change tomorrow? It's not. No. Well, how do you think Gaddafi stayed in power for 43 years? Because Libya had the best oil on the planet. That's what makes a difference. Do you see what I mean?
I do.
And we're not going to walk away from that tomorrow. And this whole Trump mentality, you've got, they're always talking about the disaster that the people he's got involved in his office, the offices now. But you have to look at the people that put him there. You see what I mean? We have to understand that you got to get Beto O'Rourke and Stacey Abrams and Buttigieg and Kamala Harris. You got to get them out like Bernie Sanders is doing and get a hold of these 18 to 24-year-olds and say your whole future is at stake if you don't do something about it.
I agree.
A lot of them don't even want to vote,
Yep.
It's a shame.
I get it. I get it. Well said, Tim. Thank you very much for that. Appreciate it. Beth in Novi, Michigan. Hey, Beth, what's up?
Oh, hey. I want to say I read your newsletter every morning.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you for that. Yes. What I was going to suggest, and yesterday, the last 2 days, I've seen Trump on Fox News talking to Hannity, talking to Laura Ingraham. And I'm thinking, where are the Democrats? Why aren't they holding a press conference every day at 4 o'clock and saying, this is what's happening? For example, the CHIPS Act. What manufacturing was developed from that CHIPS Act? And now Trump wants to pull that out, so he will get credit for something else.
Well, no, he wants to pull it out to reduce government spending to pay for tax cuts for billionaires. And also it's a big wet kiss to China. And Trump, Elon Musk makes more money in China, apparently. His largest factory in the world is not in the United States. It's near Shanghai, as I recall. He manufactures more Teslas in China than he does in the United States, according to the press reports I've read. So, let's be nice to China here.
I called my reps in Michigan. I've sent emails to other, because all these other representatives, what they do impact my life in Michigan. Mm-hmm. So I have to contact many of them.
Yep.
And I don't see them out there fighting for us. Where are they? Like you said, there's 12.
Yeah, there should be 200.
A good 12. Yeah. AOC. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
and we just can't rely
on
AOC.
Beth, and I am hopeful that more and more Americans are waking up. It sure seems that way. And that more of our elected officials will find a spine. You know, just get a damn spine. Get out there. Book some, you know, if you're afraid of the flu or COVID or something, do virtual town halls. But, you know, start doing these things. Yeah, I'm with you. Beth, thank you.
Yes.
You said it so well. I appreciate it. It's almost 45 minutes past the hour. We'll be in a few seconds. Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Helping you win the water cooler wars. I'll be right back with your calls. Native Path is made with only type 1 and 3 collagen fibers. These are the two most important types as they make up 90% of the collagen in your body. Native Path is a single ingredient collagen. No fillers, additives, artificial sweeteners, and they third-party test for heavy metals. It's also completely flavorless. So we put it in everything, coffee, smoothies, soups, because Native Path's recipe is a peptides formula. It's more bioavailable, meaning it's absorbed in the body more easily and mixes much better than other brands. No clumping at all. Native Path has sold over 5 million jars of collagen, has over 1 million happy customers, over 8,000 five-star reviews, and a 365-day no-risk guarantee. And best of all, Native Path offers really amazing bundle deals that are only available with our special link, where you can get 3 and 6 packs at a fraction of the price of other collagen brands. Visit getnativepath.com/Hartman and start your transformation today. That's getnativepath.com/Hartman with two N's. getnativepath.com/Hartman.
You know that tune. You're a star. You know stuff. Why not win stuff? Maybe it's stuff about TV or movies, but still, you shine at useless information. And WFHR and Culver's want to reward you.
Welcome back.
Join the morning show Fridays for a chance to win one value basket and a kid's meal. Be our next superstar with Culver's Star of the Day every Friday at 97.5 FM WFHR.
The Badgers.
Seats back, space the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir.
Play.
Pivots, fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts and a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, streaming live on the Civic Media app.
Celebrate the women who have helped shape the world as we honor Women's History Month with powerful stories of Wisconsin's own. We acknowledge the courageous efforts of Dickie Chappelle. She defied expectations to become the first female war correspondent, reporting from the front lines of World War II and the Korean conflict. Editors at Life Magazine and National Geographic called the Milwaukee area woman one of the most respected reporters of her time. Chappelle was 40 years old when she took up parachuting. She then made history by becoming the first woman to be approved by the Pentagon to jump into combat with American troops. Sadly, while on assignment in Vietnam in 1965, she was killed by a landmine. She was the first correspondent, male or female, to die in action. Her fearless pursuit of truth in the face of danger remains an inspiration to us all. We recognize the powerful women from the past and those who are still writing their own history today. I'm Brittany Merlau.
My name is Ariel. When I arrived in the U.S. at 19, I struggled to find job opportunities without my high school diploma. My entire life changed when I took a chance and got my high school diploma at age 22. Everything I have, my education, my career, my marriage, I owe to the Adult Literacy Center and my teachers. They were with me every step of the way, helping with my English and math, making sure I push through all the challenges.
Ariel, your success proves that what I'm doing as a teacher has real meaning.
It was an honor helping you achieve your greatness. Now you're helping others achieve theirs.
It inspires me.
Education was the key that unlocked all my opportunities.
When you graduate, they graduate. Find free and supportive adult education centers near you at finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
Attention tax accountants, tax season is here, and if you're part of an accounting firm, you know the pressure is on. Long hours and tight deadlines make this time of year a challenge for even the most seasoned tax professionals. Wouldn't it be great if you could accomplish hours of research in seconds? Well, now you can with Blue Jay, the preferred partner solution of CPA.com for tax research that delivers answers with the touch of a button. Ask a complex tax question and Blue Jay gives you better tax answers in seconds. Save time and maximize your clients' refunds with high-speed, accurate, and intuitive AI technology built on a library of only the most trusted tax resources, updated daily to keep up with changes in tax. For a limited time, save 40% off BlueJay.com/startnow. That's B-L-U-E, the letter J, .com/startnow. Or text my name, Tom, T-H-O-M, to 511-511. Blue Jay, generative AI for better tax answers. Text my name, Tom, to 511-511 today. Text fees may apply.
Don't obey in advance. Don't give them your will. Most of their power comes when you stand still. Defend what you cherish, the courts and the press. Stand with the unions. Don't settle for less. Beware the one-party state. Vote while you can before it's too late. Take a stand, take the lead. This is the fight that freedom will need. How to fight tyranny? Here's where it starts with courage. And a fire in your heart.
Welcome back. 51 minutes past the hour, and picking up your calls here, Mike in Reading, Pennsylvania. Hey, Mike, what's up?
Yeah, hi, Tom. I have a rant and then a quick question for you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so my rant is going to be why is the news media, the politicians, even the people not referring to what's going on in Ukraine for what it really is? It is not peace talks, but a shakedown by two superpowers on a very vulnerable country.
Right, which has massive natural resources.
Right. So I think we need to start referring to the peace talks as a shakedown, not as a peace talk, because that's what it is.
Yeah. I think Zelensky would agree with you, too. We'll see what Phil has to say in about 10 minutes.
Yeah. So if I can, my quick question is, why, if the North Koreans can put troops in Ukraine aiding Russia, why can't NATO do the same thing aiding Ukraine? Now, I understand most people will tell you that would be an escalation. But why isn't an escalation when Russia does, but we can't? I don't get it.
Well, you're right, Mike, your analysis is correct, and NATO could put troops into Ukraine, although NATO has no treaty obligation to do so. It would be a, just like NATO put troops into Iraq and Afghanistan, without a treaty obligation. But typically, those kind of things are led by the United States, and Trump would oppose it. He would cancel. He would forbid that from happening. Now, Macron has talked about putting French troops into Ukraine anyway, although he hasn't done it. And Keir Starmer over in Great Britain has made noises kind of implying that they might consider something like that were things to get real bad. Right now Europe is in one of these kind of wait-and-see modes, but they're at the same time, they're starting. I mean, you've got Poland instituting a draft. You've got Germany and France radically increasing their military budgets. You've got France talking about we'll provide Germany with a nuclear shield because Germany is forbidden from having nuclear weapons as part of the treaty that ended World War II, and it's built into their constitution. I believe I know it's in the Japanese constitution, and the Japanese are talking about changing that too.
Yeah. Why doesn't the Budapest Agreement allow us to do that then?
Because it wasn't a treaty.
It's called the Budapest Memorandum rather than the Budapest Treaty, even though it was signed by us and Russia and the United Kingdom and Ukraine. It doesn't have the legal force of a treaty. It wasn't ratified by the Senate. And it wasn't signed by the president. Bill Clinton might have signed it, but he didn't do it with the kind of legal force that an actual treaty has. But great points, Mike. Great points. Thank you very much for calling and making them. Brian in Bellevue, Washington. Hey, Brian, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, my what's on my mind is Ukraine as well. When the Soviet Union dissolved, Ukraine had the third largest nuclear weapon stockpile in the world.
That's right.
And they turned those nuclear weapons over to Russia for dismantlement in exchange, you know, as you referred to in the Budapest Memorandum, that the United States, Russia, and United Kingdom would give them security assurances.
That's correct. Would protect their borders. And that went to hell in 2014 when Russia invaded Crimea.
Exactly, right? And there's even a provision, one of the provisions in there, that says that the U.S., Russia, and U.K. would refrain from economic coercion.
Right.
Well, the mineral rights deal that Trump's trying to do violated that.
Yep.
So if everybody's violating this agreement, I'm just wondering, and I want to get your thoughts, why Zelensky isn't going, you know what, I want to be a nuclear state again. I mean, as you said, Germany wants to. Right. Poland said they want to.
He doesn't have the resources right now. He doesn't really even have access to several of his own nuclear power plants, much less the ability to. I mean, it takes years, arguably decades. Yeah. I mean, look at how long it's taken Iran to rebuild their nuclear capability. It's been, what, 6 years since Trump pulled us out of the JCPOA, you know, the Iran nuclear deal? And all that time, they've been working on building a nuclear weapon. And the latest I've heard is that they're, you know, maybe months away from completing it. But that's been 5 years or four years anyway.
It just seems like, you know, even if it is 5 years away, Zelensky just kind of threw that out as a bargaining chip. It seems like he'd have a little more leverage.
I think it may actually backfire on him. I think it might cause some of the European nations to go, whoa, you're getting too big for your britches here. You know, you've got to play the role of the abused spouse, basically, you know, the person who is being beaten up, the victim of the bully. When you start behaving like you're going to be a bully, you're going to have it's going to be a harder sell.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I think with Trump weakening NATO, essentially what might happen or what looks like might happen is we're just going to have more nuclear countries and the world is not going to be as safe as a result.
Well, and it wasn't just Trump weakening NATO. I mean, that a number of countries, number one, are making the decision that, hey, look at what happened with Ukraine. They gave away their nukes and now they're under attack. In fact, a third of their country's gone. But then also his pulling out of the Iran nuclear deal shows that America no longer has a commitment to nuclear nonproliferation. And that has to be causing a lot of countries to be saying, huh, interesting, okay, Pakistan needs a bomb, or whatever. Brian, thanks for the call.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Locally grown radio, WFHR. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as we continue on location from Richland Center, Wisconsin. We'll have the general manager of WRCO, WRCE, Phil Nee, and host of Those Were the Days, and look at our brackets. Be here.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Hi, everyone. Seth here from Seth Faces the Music. You know, being the host of the award-winning second greatest radio show in the state of Wisconsin can be a lot of work. I have to come up with new themes all the time. So in the interest of clarity, here are some topics I will not be using in upcoming episodes.
Mittens, tinfoil, gastric bypass surgery, window treatments, 17th century Japanese art, outhouses, bowler hats, spam, clog dancing.
Seth Faces the Music, every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. only on WFHR.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. A fire has led to a shutdown of one of the world's major airports. Here's the BBC's Neil Nunez.
Britain's biggest airport has been closed because of a fire at a nearby electrical substation. Heathrow in West London says it's experiencing a significant power outage. And for the safety of passengers and staff, it will remain shut until midnight on Friday.
Passengers are told not to go to Heathrow until it does reopen. Transportation safety is in focus here as the National Transportation Safety Board tells states they should immediately check on the vulnerability of their bridges. NTSB Chair Jennifer Homendy.
We're urging 30 owners of 68 bridges in 19 states to perform a vulnerability assessment of their bridge's risk of catastrophic collapse from a vessel collision.
The report is a follow-up to last year's collapse of Baltimore's Key Bridge. Claiming the U.S. is, quote, not doing well with the world of education, President Trump signed an executive order calling for the Department of Education to be dismantled. Only Congress can completely close it down, and CBS's Nancy Cordes tells us its primary work will continue.
On one hand, they're saying that he's looking to radically shrink this department to almost nothing. And on the other hand, they're saying that these very vital functions, the primary functions of the Department of Education, are going to continue.
As police forces continue to have trouble filling their ranks, they're relying more on technology to combat crime. That includes license plate recognition cameras, drones, and AI programs. CBS News crime and public safety leader Anna Schechter.
It's crept up on us, and I don't think people realize just how much surveillance technology is out there.